You're listening to SBS News.
As Indonesia copes with its latest tsunami disaster on the island of Sulawesi, the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency says early detection tsunami buoys off the island's coast have not worked for 6 years. The agency says the buoys connected to seafloor sensors have been damaged or stolen. The system could have warned residents of the incoming waves that reached up to 6 metres, but the agency says, instead, it left them relying on limited information from existing tidal gauge stations. Yet the head of Germany's Research Centre for Geosciences, which co-produced the warning system, is defending the system, saying the blame lies elsewhere. Director Jörn Lauterjung insists the system actually worked as intended.
The early warning system worked as planned and made a prediction. 5 minutes after the strong earthquake, a tsunami warning was issued, which predicted waves in the area northwest of Sulawesi.
The network of 22 seafloor sensors, data-laden sound waves and fibre optic cable was meant to replace a system set up after an earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 250,000 people in the region in 2004. That network would then transmit advanced tsunami warnings to the Indonesian government's Meteorology and Geophysics Agency. A tsunami warning was, indeed, sent out after the 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast, but the Geophysics Agency lifted it about half an hour later. The agency has faced critical questions over whether it lifted the warning too early, and there has also been confusion about whether the alerts failed to sound in some areas because there was no electricity to power the sirens. Mr. Lauterjung says the issue is not the warning system, but how authorities communicated its message.
If you look at the entire warning chain from the creation of a warning signal up to the last mile, as we call it, up to the local population in danger, there was a problem there. The problem was the communication between local authorities and people, for example, on the beach, such as in Sulawesi.
The result was a lack of sufficient warning before the rising waters reached the shore. University of Adelaide Physical Sciences Professor Sandy Stacey has told SBS proper education probably would have saved lives.
It seems as if the technical warning system didn't operate very well at all. They just didn't have the information. Now, there's questions about whether there should be better technological solutions, but there's also questions about education. Because, you know, if you live in an earthquake-prone area and you feel a large earthquake, you should self-evacuate.
But Professor Stacey says she can understand that residents would not have known what to do. She says it is unusual for the type of earthquake that hit Sulawesi to trigger a tsunami, and that it will probably be the subject of further research. Mr. Lauterjung says more clearly needs to be done to improve the system.
What we need to improve, and that's also an experience from past years, is that the weak links within the warning chain need to be improved, warning the population and local authorities. This can only happen by us talking to more people, giving training and raising awareness among the population that they, unfortunately, live in a country with a lot of natural dangers.
In Adelaide, Professor Stacey suggests Indonesia could even follow the example of the United States, which has created so-called tsunami-ready communities.
They've actually signposted the roads, in event of a tsunami, go this way. And that takes a little bit more work. It takes some science behind it, where the area is likely to be inundated in a tsunami. But it's not that hard to do.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.